Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We have another very special opportunity to continue our learning of preparing for Purim, and you could sense already, it's already now the countdown, a week away, to being at that Seuda, being alive at the Seuda, and having a chance to experience all that we've been learning for the last few weeks, and with all the light that comes down at the Purim Seuda, now that we know that it's a week away, the excitement is reaching new levels. Today what we're going to be touching upon is the concept of the Yehudi, of being a Yid. There's, in the Megillah we say, Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habira, Ushma Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish, Ish Yemini. Mordechai, first and foremost, Ish Yehudi. And towards the end of the Megillah, it speaks about Ve'rabim me'amei ha'aretz mityahadim, that many of the people in the land became Yid, and it became mityahadim, they became Jewish. And the question is, are we speaking about Jews that had a deeper sense of their Judaism, or are we speaking about non-Jews who converted and became Jewish? It's not for now. But nonetheless, the concept of understanding what it means to be Jewish is very important and a key factor in our experiencing Purim. Rav Yaakov Meir continues in Daf Kuf Ayin Beis, in the 13th Sicha we've been learning, and he says like this, Eden zenen zayir grois, Yehudim hem b'ma'ala gdola me'od, Jews are on a very high level. Now, allow yourself to be non-politically correct for a second, because I'm sure that when we're living in such a society that when you say those words, of being politically correct, and you say Jews are in a high level, oy vezmir, we have to rid ourselves from that. That's such a backwards way of thinking. We're not saying right now Jews are on a high level and the rest of the world is on a low level. We're just thinking about us being a Yid. Jews are on a very high level. Kein kasav Rabbeinu b'Likutei Maharan, chelek beis Torah Zayin. This is what Rabbi Nachman wrote in the seventh teaching in the second part of Likutei Maharan. And whoever knows about the mile, about the level of Am Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, the holiness of Israel, Vedakutam v'zechusam shel Yisrael, the merit of Am Yisrael, whoever knows of this, meaning whoever is in tune with who we are as a people, Hem rechokim me'avonot legamri, 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 is someone who is far from living a life of transgressions. Very, very, very far. Machsheves ein od milvado etzel Yehudi, hu davar pashut me'od. The thought of there is no one but the existence of Shem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says that by a Jew, this is a very simple matter. Ein shum davar ba'olam milvad Hashem Yisbarach v'atorah kedosha. There is nothing in the world other than Hashem and His Holy Torah. So if that's the case, let's ask ourselves a very simple question, which he asks over here. Ech megiim eleinu avonot? How do transgressions reach us, if that's the case? He says, Kol ze sheshalchu otanu lemakom namuch kazeh. You see, you and I, we were sent down to this very, very low place. This world, which we know, as much as we want to say everything is from Hashem, everything is great, everything is perfect, everything is beautiful. You know, think about the struggles you had today and the trouble in your mind which you had today and all the doubts that needed to be resolved and all the different machlokets that you wanted to take care of and all the struggling to really feel that you yourself are a decent human being. That's all part of being in this low, low, low world. There's no lower world than this world. Rav Yaakov Meir says, it's only because we were sent down here that we even have any sort of shaychus to averas, any sort of relation to transgressions. But in our innate nature, there is no distance, zero distance between us and the Ratzon of Hashem. So Rav Yaakov Meir says, we were sent down to this place, why? Rak kedei shenechale v'nachrit et Amalek. We came down to this world, not because Hashem is cruel and He likes to give us a hard time. We came down to this world to wipe out Amalek. ולבסוף, הוא גורם לנו את כל המחשבות זרות והרהורי האוויר הקשים מהאוויר. He says, what happens? We were sent down here to do a certain job and wipe out Amalek, but while we get involved in it, Amalek causes us to have all these foreign thoughts, and not just foreign thoughts, hirhurei avera, we contemplate doing averas, which are much worse than doing an avera itself, as we know that when a person does an avera, so he's done with the act, he's done with the avera. But when a person is constantly contemplating it and going back and forth in his mind and is thinking about it nonstop, these things truly cause a person to detach himself from what he's really all about. This is the injection of the serpent. This is Haman. And in the Megillah it says, Machsheves Haman. It talks about the thought of Haman, not the action, but the thought of Haman, the hirhur of Haman, the contemplation, thinking about doing an avera and going back and forth with it until I lose my mind over it. This is where Amalek gets most nachas. Ein etza acheres lehavir esraz Haman ha'agagi ves machshavto asher choshav ala Yehudim es ha'asher korcha baderech. Yaakov is saying, there is no other etza in order to remove the evil thought of Haman ha'agagi, what he thought about the Yidin, this asher korcha baderech, this cooling us off on the way, which is what Amalek does to us, is that we've spoken about this a number of times in the last few weeks, is that he cools us off from our fiery thoughts about Hashem. If Yaakov Meir is saying, there's no other way of winning this war other than what? Rak al yedei retzonos v'kisufim l'Hashem yizbarach. This might sound very repetitive, but this needs to be drilled into our kishkas, that only through true longing and wanting to be close, this is what gets Amalek. Not a victorious dance of saying, I have conquered Amalek, I have won the battle, but rather that my focus and my acceptance of a new term of a victory is found in the concept of, if I still want to be close to Ribono Shleilam, nothing can touch me. It's when I lose my kisufim and ritzon l'Hashem Yisbarach, it's when I lose the feeling of being on fire, that's when I'm lost. And Rav Yaakov Meir says, V'chol echad ra'ui v'zakai l'zeh. Each person is suitable and deserving of this type of level. Be'ez makom shehu nimtza, no matter where he finds himself in life. Yiyeh mi sheyiyeh, ve'yiyeh be'ez makom sheyiyeh. Whoever a person is, and wherever a person is found, who ra'ui v'mesugal, he is worthy and capable, she'yu lo kisufim v'retzonot azim l'Hashem Yitbarach. He is worthy and capable of having tremendous amount of longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this paragraph reminds me of a very precious moment in my life when I was 16, my family had moved back to Los Angeles from Ra'anana, where we were living from when I was the age of 9. And it was a very tricky age and a very tricky time in life. And we had moved back in the middle of my junior year of high school, my 11th grade. And a few nights before I moved back, someone from my class, a person I grew up with, gave me a gift. It was a gift of this person had drawn on a beautiful type of like wooden paper a quote from Rabbi Nachman and framed it for me. And the quote was, when a person has a Lev Yisraeli, when a person has a Jewish heart, Ein makom sheyimaneu me'avodasa yizbarach. There is no place in the world which will deprive a person of serving Hashem. Why? Because Reb Nachman says, I'll never forget this, this is written on this plaque, I think I still have it at home, he says, because when a person has a Lev Yisraeli, when a person has a Yiddish heart, kol ha'mekomot shel kol ha'olam shelohem, Each place in the world becomes your place. You are the Balabas, and that in wherever you find yourself, if you have a Yiddish heart, and if you're connected, I think it's mamash what he's saying in this paragraph, if you're connected to what it means that Jews is a very high concept, being Jewish is a very, it's a tremendously exalted concept, then you never have a ptur, you're never exempt from activating that divine, exalted state of mind. So you could never, ever say, now we're not talking about Chas v'shalom, a person chooses to do some really dark, shady things and say, well, even here I could pretend that I'm from. We're not talking about that. We're speaking about wherever a person finds himself, no matter what his lot is, and no matter what he's gotten himself into, no matter what kind of business, smelly, fishy business he's gotten himself into, no matter what, there's never a metzias, there's never a state, a reality, where a person says, here, I can't be a Yid. It just doesn't exist. So anyway, we're going to continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow, but we should be a bracha that as we get ready for the Megillah, to hear these words, Ish Yehudi, it should remind us, fill us with a drive and a passion to carry with us the true meaning of what it means to be Jewish.